Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. No, 7 till the hour, 53 after. I'm the talk show host, you can't tell time, Jim Blasingame. I admit it. If I didn't laugh at myself, folks, I'd miss the best last of my life. I'm glad you're here. Mike Daniels, folks, I hope you realize what a treasure he is. He's one of the most important voices these days in the world of cyberspace. And he's got the credentials and the gray hair to prove it, to match it up. Mike's like me. His gray hair is not premature. He's been around the block a few times and so highly regarded around the world in his thinking and his wisdom, his experience with regard to cyberspace and to the global internet strategy. He's one of the key players, folks. Mike, do you think this administration understands the gravity of having a global internet strategy for our country, for defending ourselves? I'm assuming this Broadcom Qualcomm decision maybe answers that question to some degree, but how do you feel about this administration?
Jim, I think it's unpredictable to an extent, and I say that both positively and negatively. I think you can't anticipate very well what's coming out of the current administration. What I'll say very positively as I watch President Trump here in Washington is no one knows what to expect from him, and that's both bad and good.
Right.
We need it's something where you can expect what's going to go on. But what I see is this guy, our president, is totally different from anything I've ever seen in 40 years of Washington.
Mm-hmm.
What do I mean by that? No one would have expected that this guy, by doing what he's done strategically, is going to have a meeting with the dictator.
No.
People have been trying to do this, Jim, for 40 years. And they've never achieved this. This man is very different.
Mm-hmm.
He is willing to do things and go against his own party on certain issues they hold dear. This is a very different guy. This is a guy who could do things. When I saw the announcement about him meeting with Kim, I thought this is exactly the kind of shock that rolled over the world when Henry Kissinger announced that Richard Nixon and he were going to meet with the Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
Richard Nixon was president.
No 45 years ago, 46 or 7 years ago.
So your question is, yeah, I believe they take this very seriously, and I think they take it more seriously than the last administration or two, the cybersecurity part.
Mm-hmm.
They are looking at what is going on here strategically and why should we stop certain things that we've let just go by the board. I think they are very serious about cybersecurity.
Well, we've got some catching up to do because I believe the last administration thought about cybersecurity more of as a globalist, sort of a global type of approach, and not any kind of American protection. I just feel like he was laissez-faire about this and to a dangerous degree. What do you think?
Laissez-faire is exactly right. They were very laissez-faire about this, as they were about many things in the national security foreign policy area, Jim. And our allies started to see that. We weren't trusted, no matter what anybody says. People lost confidence in us. They knew we wouldn't take the hard actions. That's exactly the way they were on cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's part of the problem.
Mike, what can individuals out here on Main Street, what can we do to be part of this other solution? How can we help?
The first thing is everybody should talk to their local representatives that are in Congress and at the state levels. We need a groundswell, Jim, that says we've had enough of this.
Mm-hmm.
Small businesses, millions of them, are being attacked every day. I've been a small businessman. I started my own company. You're a small businessman. We know how tough it is, right?
Yep.
So they're being attacked. Mid-sized corporations, our largest corporations, our federal government, day and night. Who in their right mind would let this go on any longer, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody I know in their right mind.
Right.
This
right.
takes secondary preference to all kinds of gobbledygook that means nothing to the American
this
people.
This has got to be a major position of any future any national candidates, right? Whether they're Congress or a president, this has got to be one of the big issues from now on, isn't it?
Yes, it does. Talk to every one of your representatives,
right.
Everybody on this line about this issue because it directly affects you.
I need your website quickly, please.
Get me at nsibook.com.
NSIBook.com, folks. And the book is called Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.